just bumped into Daniel there, WZM, I think he's a suffix, at Willis's when I was getting some non-ethanol gas. $3.39 a gallon. Thank you, Mr. Biden.
Wow. That is 50 cents a gallon more for pure gasoline. That's crazy. You got it where?
Oh, good, at Willis's. They're good people and a nice company. And that's the people that got beat up that time and robbed real bad. And it's just on our way back up 101 here, Steve. And I don't care what it costs. It's just for the lawnmower back. I just fill those buckets to those plastic cans to 4 gallons. Let me turn this radio down. To 4 gallons, and I got two of them there, and what'd it cost, Bernice? $27 and something? That's a real kick in the head, ain't it?
Thank you, Mr. Biden.
Oh, and he just canceled the licenses for the ones that Trump approved up around the Arctic Circle for any exploration up there.
He terminated their leases. I mean, you know, you're up 1 minute, you're down another. Nobody wants to invest here because of the stupidity of the politics. One bunch goes one way, the next bunch goes the other. You can't count on nothing.
Well, you can count on one thing. We got the best politicians money can buy. That was real smart, but you know what? OPEC's sitting over there just laughing and they're increasing their production. So anyways, let's get away from politics. I was talking to KZ4M a little bit ago. He's going to a tournament there someplace tomorrow. I think Art Oil, one that brings. I believe it is, or, well, someplace. Where is water?
You'll buy a boatload of fuel. That'll cost him about $100 on the water. Probably cost him another $75 to get down there and back. Yeah, boy.
Hey, I4LZ, Fortin.
There, little Wendy. Well, yeah, that's exactly the figures that my neighbor has quoted me before when he goes to Hartwell. It's about an hour and a half. Hello, Andy. This is N0TR Tom.
I heard y'all talk about that while ago, about that Trump had done on his last day in office. What's the situation concerning those two Iranian ships that had oil on that? Is he putting us back at the mercy of them two? Or did we kind of, with what's been going on, kind of capture that oil?
Steve, I have to tell you, I'm just about to arrive at home, Steve, and talk to you down the line. Andy, you have a good day. This is General TR.
Have a good day, buddy. 73s. We'll talk to you again soon. And Andy, I tell you what, let's talk about the rain that's supposed to be coming in here, because every time I talk about this bunch of people up there in Washington right now, all I do is think about targets.
Someone say that when they was talking about that, concern about that Trump had signed on last day in office about up there in Alaska. And I don't like the way this sounds about that Iranian oil. Two ships of Iranian oil that's come in here. It don't sound good.
Biden is not running the country. He ain't nothing more than a half-wit doing what he's told.
See, with that, there ain't none of them up there with brains, but if they have their way about it, everybody will be in electric cars, electric airplanes, and they don't, none of them ever think about how all this stuff's going to be recharged. When you look at what happened to Texas back last spring, this past spring, then they pulled some stunt like this with Iranian oil tankers. It just makes you wonder.
This way, somebody else has got an agenda for us. and I don't like it. So anyhow, so how is, you live over at First Table Rock, don't you?
Close the park down here where I live here. Start turning the scanner on first and heard you two talking about that, and I thought maybe some of y'all might know more about that Iranian tanker business than I do.
Anything about the tanker, but like I said, you can thank our current administration for paying about 90 cents a gallon more. And, now they're saying, the Wall Street Journal's saying that it's going to drop back down by about 30 cents a gallon by about September and October. But I believe that when I see it.
To see it before I believe it, because all this bunch wants to do, want to take and put everybody on electric airplane, electric car, and like the planes that go across the ocean, there's no way, not to mention all this electricity got to be generated somehow, and they don't want anybody to generate it the logical way with the conventional means it's always been done.
Where you been? We all want to have solar panels and wind generators in our backyard.
From China. I got to get out and unload this.
Food that will feed the dogs and develop self-dissolving poop. KZ4MO.
Fisherman has returned.
Y'all coming up the road.
Tell you what, Bud, are you going to run pure gasoline in your boat motor, or are you going to run this alcohol stuff?
Alcohol stuff does not go in my boat motor or any of my small equipment.
So that if you put it in a 5-gallon can, and you buy 5 gallons of it, and you put it up, if you don't use it within 60 days, you've lost a good portion of it because the alcohol will have evaporated off.
Needless to say, I have a special with such things as lawnmowers and such things as that, and if you got a car that's way, way too old, too, I wouldn't advise using this ethanol stuff in it because it'll cause you more problems than what it's worth.
Does it eat up gas? Tournament, Tom?
Not one week from Saturday.
Huh, Striper?
That would be black bass. But we're going to free fish tomorrow. And I'm not worried about buying the gas because we're taking my buddy's boat and he's pulling it. So I'm just along for the ride. And no, it's a lot further away than Hartwell. We're going down to Russell.
$200 he's going to spend then. You're going for the whole day.
About right the first time. About $100.
A while back, I don't remember how many years it back. I guess it was during the last part of the Obama administration. You couldn't hardly find any pure non-ethanol gas around here at one point during that time. You couldn't anywhere. And that's before all this hacking and all started taking place. And I heard a lot of people complaining, including, you know, David Stanton, WPKA back at the time, talking about how all this oxygenated stuff was good. And Ray also, KQHUG, complaining about how all this oxygenated stuff was just eating the gaskets and their mowers all the piece.
Because I got a rear engine snapper that it just did it to.
Flat out eat your fuel line up. It'll cause your fuel filters to collapse. I've had that happen once, but if somebody got the great idea of, hey, let's not produce high grade gasoline. Let's you know, what we're gonna do is we're gonna burn up corn, make ethanol. That way the crappy gasoline that you're getting, they can boost the octane by putting the ethanol in it and sell it to you at a premium. So, oh yeah, love it.
producers that got that pushed through, bud.
I remember back during that time, too, when we had a pretty good dry spell in parts of the country here where they grow the corn. And those jokers would rather starve us human beings over the corn just so they can put it in the fuel, ethanol in the fuel, and kind of destroy our equipment, but yet starve us. What the corn was originally meant for. KI4LZF4 for Friday.
Hey. Corn was...
But it's KZ for him.
Particular stuff, yeah, for white lightning, you're right. But, as we said, a lot of these certain engines just can't stand that. And back at that time, I remember it being high and it was getting hard to get to, and rather than making it easier for us humans to get it at a better price so we could eat the corn and whatnot, they was going ahead and dumping it into the gasoline, mixing it in for that. I remember it going way up. That was part of the excuse for some of that, they said.
Again, follow the money trail.
Home.
No, sir, I'm on an old furnace headed over to Bowling Springs. I gotta go over here and do a little bit of work on an X-ray machine. And I ought to be home by about 5:30. Wow, what you got going, boy?
Into the house, try to get some work done. I figure it's gonna be a lot easier me leaving here at 3:30 in the morning than me leaving her house at 2.
I hear you.
Thank God about these electric planes. I'd like to see it actually work the way it's supposed to. Some electric plane with batteries and solar cells on that's the size of a 747 or some of these big jet liners that haul passengers. I'd like someone show me and prove to me that that's worth all the expense and that will actually work.
Now, they've got 2-passenger electric aircraft right now. Of course, then again, they won't fly but for a couple of hours.
All in the kind of passengers that the jet prepared, you know, airliners carry when we don't have all this garbage with here about the COVID-19, when they really fill them up to the brim and really got them loaded down. I don't see at this day and time that there is no way that they can do that electrically and fly it over the sea. Not now.
There's no technology available right now that they can, and there's nothing approved by the FAA for passenger service for electric. What you're talking about is an EDF, an electric ducted fan, and right now there's no such thing, and there's no such thing on the developmental horizon either.
Turn is all these electric vehicles, when the batteries run out, you can't dispose of them like we normally do. They just find a field and park them things in it. We've got to come up with some way of being able to dispose of all these batteries that they're trying to get people to buy.
When most of it's not even practical.
Well, hey, I tell you guys what, y'all carry on. I'm about to pull in over here at Bowling Springs to go in here and do some work. I'm going to be a productive citizen and be a capitalist. So, y'all have fun. 73s, carry on. KN4, VWA. Clear.
Steve, AZ4M Mobile.
Lately, just on HF only?
Pretty much. I've been out and about, but I need to get some antennas put up, both at my house and down at KN4LBO's house. I need to get back on air and get more productive with the radio.
Well, I ain't heard you here on the 2-meter net. here in the evening a long, long time. Until I heard you pop in here, I didn't know if you were still here or not.
Sometimes I wonder that myself.
A while back, I had to ask someone about W4KA, Steve Stanton. David Stanton. And come find out, he's still around, but he just do HF only. He forgets about letting anybody else know if he's still around.
COVID shook everybody up. Now I'm kind of glad to see a lot of places getting back to where we're having meetings in person again. But it had it just enough time to start warming up for field day. So maybe you can get some participation and get some people out that way.
And I had planned on going to the Bryant field day here in a few weeks until what happened to me a week ago, and I kind of broke my foot, and now I can't drive my car, so that don't look like now it's going to happen, but I just wondered about it, and I heard y'all talking about that, and I heard all this talk about these airplanes, and I know there's no way that they can make a big 747 jet liner flying on electric and batteries right now work. But yet all this nonsense is what they're wanting to push.
It goes right along with some of their other illogical, logical thinking. But don't get me started on that.
I see certain things with, say, wind and solar, you know, like on a field day site, that's, to a degree, that's more logical. But trying to run a big 747 electrically on some kind of battery like that, or firing the whole grid of this gun, I mean, the possibility ain't here yet. They're just dreaming.
I agree.
But that kind of thing really riles me up, though, because there's just no logic to a lot of this. You go ahead and drive on down that way. I heard y'all talk about that, and that reminded me when I saw that about somewhere about where someone was talking about an all-electric plane, and I knew there's no way they could make one like a 747 work now. KW4ZM, KI4LZI4, I'll go back just marching tonight.
Well, it was good talking to you. You have a good one there, bud. 73 KZ4M Mobile is going to be clear and listening.